One of my good friends always says, y'all make it hard to do business with anybody else. Have a great 2016 from your number one Toyota dealer, Valdosta Toyota.
You're listening to the number one news and information station in South Georgia.
What we need is action.
Streaming live 24/7 on ValdostaToday.com.
I have never seen anything like this.
South Georgia's news and information leader.
Let me start by saying thanks for all that you do.
News Talk 105.9.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your host, Maria Wells.
Brought to you by Smoothie King, Valdosta Health and Wellness, Health Life Magazine, and Factor X Fitness.
And now, here's Maria on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, and welcome to tonight's show. This is Fit Talk Radio, and I'm Maria, your host, and we're just so excited to be here. We've got a very exciting show for you tonight. We will have Tracy Livingston with us of Valdosta Health and Wellness, and we're going to be talking about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart and hers as well, but it's about your hormones and low testosterone. So what we can do about that, how low testosterone and hormones can make you feel bad, can make you gain weight, can make you have loss of energy, and all types of things. And she's going to be here to talk about it just shortly. We're also going to have Janelle here with My Trainer's Meals just to give you a nutrition tip of the day. And we should have Factor X Fitness on the line here with us in just a moment. And we're also going to be talking to you about the new Health Life magazine that's out on newsstands. It's a free magazine. And also, if you call in tonight, 241-1059, you'll be receiving a free Smoothie King calendar. And it's got over $100 worth of coupons in it. And so we're going to be, if you call in tonight and ask myself, Tracy Livingston, and or Janelle a question, we will try to answer it for you, and you can receive a free Smoothie King calendar. So we've just got a great show planned for you here tonight. Do we have Factor X Fitness on the line? Do we have Factor X Fitness on the line?
Hello.
Hello. Do we have Factor X Fitness on the line?
Yes, you do.
Okay. And do we have Miss Hughes available?
Say again?
Do we have Miss Hughes available?
No, she can't come out right now. She's out with a client.
Okay. Well, this is Fit Talk Radio, and you're live on the air. So we wanted to hear what was happening at Factor X Fitness. Can you tell us what's happening at Factor X Fitness these days?
Okay. Right now, at the beginning of the year, we got a new promotion going through. We've waived the processing fee, so it's for the year contract, it's only the $19.95 to start on up. All members can enjoy a full range of classes from boot camp, yoga, Piloxing, Zumba, martial arts instruction, and all of that is free to our members. And we are 24/7 gym Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Well, that sounds great. So you've got a lot of new classes happening there at Factor X Fitness right now.
Yeah, we got the classes, and then also have a wide range of personal trainers here to help, you know, anybody out with whatever fitness goals they have.
Absolutely, and I'm one of those trainers. I'm Maria Wells, and so listen, and who am I speaking with?
This is Lewis.
Hey, Lewis. Well, we appreciate you talking to us. Only $19.95 a month at Factor X Fitness, and it's starting off that new year right and staying in shape. And, Lewis, we've got trainers there at Factor X Fitness, qualified trainers, and sounds like just a whole array of different specialty classes to help you burn that body fat. Well, Lewis, thank you for talking to us, and we were on the line with Factor X Fitness. We'll be right back with Fit Talk Radio and our show for this evening after this commercial break. Thank you.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Factor X Fitness, the place to be in 2016 to start your fitness journey.
Hi, I'm Brenna. I've been working out at Factor X Fitness for about a year and a half now. I've lost 35, 40 pounds, and it is the best gym by far I've ever been to. Everyone's super friendly. They care about you. And if you have any questions, they're always eager to answer.
Hey, my name is Dee. I've been working out at Factor Fitness for 3 years. It's a great place to work out.
Hey, I'm Robert. Been here at Factor Fitness since they opened up. Enjoyed it. Great people, great location, great environment. Everybody should come out here and try it out.
Hey, this is Debbie. I've been training at Factor Fitness with Maria for over 2 years. I come in stressed and feeling unmotivated, but I leave sweating and feeling great.
Hello, I'm Maria, a trainer at Factor X Fitness. So come by and see us today and let us get you started on your 2016 fitness journey. 1711 Norman Drive. Call us at 469-4292 and get your fitness journey started today.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello, this is Maria, and I'm your host for Fit Tall Radio, and we have a great, great show planned for you this evening. And in the studio with me this evening is Tracy Livingston. Tracy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. Well, you are just making people feel better, making them look better, giving them more energy, and I am certainly one of your special clients or patients, I guess I should say, that you have really changed my life. And I know that you are changing the lives of a lot of other women. But, you know, hormones, low testosterone, that is something that women don't always talk about. But we need to talk about that tonight.
We sure do. One of the big things that people, when they start talking about hormones or, you know, it's like, oh, no, cancer, no, no. But when we talk about hormones, I want to talk about natural hormones, bioidenticals, those hormones that make us feel good, look better, think better, have more energy to do what we need to do to get through just a normal day's work and activity.
Well, I've learned a lot. And, of course, I know the listeners have heard my testimony, so to speak, my medical testimony of the horror that I've been through. Right. And I called our show tonight Horror-moans because it has been a horrible experience for me the last 6 years, you know, going through life and feeling good my whole life, being a fitness educator and, you know, being a fitness instructor and a personal trainer. And I've always had tremendous amounts of energy, and going from that level of energy to nothing almost was very, very devastating for me and my family and people around me.
That's exactly right. And your story is just one of many that I see every day that comes through the clinic. We are told most of the time that we just have to accept that that's the way we need to be, but that's not true.
Well, I found that out, and that was what I was told. It's just the way it is. You're aging, you're getting older, blah,
exactly.
blah, blah. But I didn't accept that, and I kept digging and digging until I found you. And, of course, you know, I realize now how depleted my body had gotten of a lot of nutrients that I needed. And, of course, I had a thyroid issue. Thyroid's part of that hormone package. My testosterone was low. I mean, it was like almost zero, if I remember correctly, looking back at my, and I wish I'd have brought my records here, but so we could have actually talked about mine. But the thing about it was my testosterone level my whole life had been very high, Tracy. So as you well know, you saw on the records, and then something went from a 200 to nothing, which that's not healthy for anybody, male or female. It makes them feel terrible.
That's exactly right. Not only does testosterone depletion make you feel like you're, like you said, terrible, but also we don't understand really what it does at the cellular level. Not only does it improve our cognition, but for men and women, it helps improve bone density, mood, decreases depression, decreases your, or it increases rather your stamina, your energy. And also it helps decrease the belly fat around the midsection that we gain through as we get older. And if we don't take care of ourselves, then when those levels
deplete.
Yes, thank you very much. When they become depleted, then everything else that I just said, plus more, seem to just compound a person's activities every day. They get tired, fatigued, sluggish, and then they end up with weight gain, insulin resistance, diabetes, heart disease, heart attack, stroke, blood pressure.
And I've been on the verge of almost all of those. And just like you said, I am just one of many.
You are.
But you know, why does the medical community not really talk about it or really address this issue?
Well, I think because hormones, in my eyes, it's different. But for the most part, like I said sooner, a lot of people associate hormones with bad effects on the body. But what people don't realize is that the hormones are most often the cause of where they are today. We think back to a time when we were younger, like in our 20s, when all of those hormone levels were just as optimal and as high as they could be. And how did we feel? Great. We had more energy. We could go and do, and we were happy. We were not depressed. Our sex drive was great. We could just do. But then as we get older, those things, those levels begin to go down. And when they go down, then you have a just multitude of other comorbidities or disease processes that set in, and you don't have to do that.
Well, I've learned from you that I don't have to do that, and there has been so much talk over the years about hormones being bad for you, mm-hmm. not taking breast cancer, so mm-hmm. forth and so on. So I know that through you and I just worked together mm-hmm. along with Dr. Ruiz and combined and wrote mm-hmm. an article on bioidentical mm-hmm. hormones, which is natural hormones.
Exactly.
And that's really what your practice is all about, is bioidentical hormone treatment.
Well, let me just back up. You know, you just hit the nail on the head. When you talk about hormones, you think of the bad effects. Well, synthetic hormones do have long-term sequela that could be detrimental to one's health. When I say detrimental, I mean Provera, for instance. That's a synthetic progesterone. You take Prometrium, which is bioidentical. It is plant-based, but people don't know you can get it with a commercial prescription. You can compound it. It depends on your levels, or you can take it with a prescription. The difference is hormones have a molecular makeup, if they're bioidentical, just like what you and I make, what we produce. And if we put that bioidentical hormone back in, whether it be progesterone, testosterone, or estrogen, then your body is going to see it as what it needs, and it's going to fit just like it, like a piece of puzzle fits into a puzzle, and your body's going to say, give me more.
It's going to accept that.
Yes, exactly. And it's going to be.
That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. So, and that's really what you've been treating me and all your patients with, is bioidentical hormone treatment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And there's all types of those type of things out there. There is, I know I've used the creams. Mm-hmm. I know Chancey's makes. They're one of the few mm-hmm. drugstores in our area that has the certification to make all these compound drugs, mm-hmm. Bioidentical hormones. We were talking about progesterone. Now, mm-hmm. the one I take at night is the little, I call the little egg pill, mm-hmm. and it's mm-hmm. a bioidentical, plant-based.
Yeah, hormone. Exactly.
Hormone, right.
And what people don't realize is it's also, progesterone by itself is a natural mood stabilizer. It also helps you rest well.
It does. It is like a sleep. I can't even take a Tylenol PM, Tracy, because it makes me so drugged out the next morning. I can't wake up. But that progesterone, it is just like, it's just and I sleep all night long. All
night
long.
That's exactly right. And when you came in, your levels were not where they needed to be, if you don't mind me saying.
No, well, absolutely not. That's what we're here about.
In relation to your estradiol level. So your estrogen level was actually so much higher than your progesterone that you became so dominant that those receptor sites were so desensitized. That's why we had to just almost start over, go down and then go back up, just to get those receptor sites to be more in tune with what your body did need.
And I have lost some body fat. I had gained weight and put on some body fat, and I'm not really a scale person, but I knew that I had put on body fat, and I was not putting on muscle, and I was working out and doing everything I could do, and it was very, very frustrating for me. I know you felt my frustration, saw mm-hmm. it, heard it, and since I have about got leveled off now, I have lost body fat, mm-hmm. I've put on some muscle. If you're looking at the weight part of it, I probably haven't lost that much weight, but I've lost body fat, and that was the key. I've lost the visceral fat. That's exactly mm-hmm. right. So, and I believe that the proper getting those hormones back aligned is what has done all that.
That's exactly right. And another thing, testosterone, you said your level was always higher when you were younger. So as you began to get older, it dwindled a little bit, depleted.
Absolutely.
But what others don't realize is testosterone is more than just for libido. You know, we always associate
right, sure.
that. Mm-hmm. But testosterone actually turns into, at the end of the day when it's processed, it turns into a little of natural estrogen. Estrogen, and people don't know this either, will actually help reverse fatty plaque buildup in the carotid arteries and the coronary arteries. And also, it will help you increase cognitive functioning, decreasing your risk. We know now that leads to dementia and Alzheimer's, and also it helps prevent bone loss that leads to osteopenia. But testosterone for you, Maria, because it works so well for you, is because it helps patients lose belly fat, insulin resistance. It decreases insulin resistance. So there, when you decrease insulin resistance, guess what? You lose weight.
You lose that body fat. And that's
exactly
certainly
right.
What's happening to my body. Now, we don't talk a lot about it, but, you know, men have a low T.
Mm-hmm.
And they need it, too. Do they not? I mean, we don't often talk about men and hormones, but I have a lot, and I know that you treat men, mm-hmm. patients with low T, mm-hmm. and I've seen several of your patients, and of course I won't call any names, but I am friends with them or familiar with them, acquainted with them, and I've seen some major changes in their bodies. And I know that one of the things that you have done with them is they've had a low T issue that has caused other things to happen in their body.
Exactly. Low T in men manifests as weight gain, depression, decreased stamina, low libido, erectile dysfunction, cardiovascular disease, and what we all think that because we see all of these ads on TV is that it causes prostate cancer. It is not. It does not cause prostate cancer because if you think back at a time when your husband was in his 20s, and we know when men are at their most healthiest is in their early 20s and mid-20s and late 20s, that they're going to be producing so much more testosterone than they do at any other time in their life. So if that was the case, if testosterone caused prostate cancer, then why aren't all the men that we see walking on the street in their 20s being diagnosed with prostate cancer?
But now I'm going to play the devil's advocate here,
yes,
because the listeners out there, they're wanting information.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying that what I've heard and read is that it's bad for the men, and I'm putting that in quotation marks, because it is not natural testosterone that they're taking when they get older to relieve the low T. And that is what's causing the cancer. So you're telling me that's not what's causing the cancer?
No. There's no study that said, well, synthetics can probably have some long-term side effects, but natural, the micronized testosterone compounds that I make and, or I have chances to make or any other of the other compounding agencies here or pharmacies here rather, no. There's no studies that show that micronized natural testosterone that I put back in at the right level causes that. And I've got the evidence-based medicine to prove it after going through all of the four conferences with Dr. Neil Ruzier, the expert in hormones, and he's renowned for his books that he's written and as well as his conferences that he speaks at every day of the week.
Well, you know, awesome. I've read his book, Tracy, and I've got it highlighted.
Yeah.
I've got, you know, it was so interesting to me. And in next issue of Health Life magazine, that article will be available for everybody to read, the one that you and I composed together.
You said that was free, right?
It was a free magazine, and I'll make sure that you get a big box of them there so you can
hand them out
at Valdosta Health and Wellness. But, you know, I learned so much in that. And another thing that a lot of people don't understand, and even the women that I know are going to you and I know out there, you know, we're so conditioned to want something immediately.
Right.
We want it now. We don't want to wait. But I've realized that this is a process. It's a process. We started at one point, and we have to, it's trial and error in some cases. And even though I was feeling better and things were happening, you know, you had to adjust thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
You had to adjust estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. You know, not only that, but not only did you prescribe for me, but I know you do for other patients, is other supplements that our body's depleted of.
That's exactly right.
You know, if I'm going to give an example, and you can, you know, continue on with it. But I had no idea that my thyroid was out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
Found out. I had no idea that if I don't have the proper levels of iodine,
my thyroid's
not going to work no matter what medication I'm taking.
That's right. You would think that we get enough iodine in our daily diet to support the thyroid, because most people don't understand that you have to have iodine in order to turn into a thyroid hormone called T4, which is thyroxine. People, that's an inactive form of the thyroid hormone that has to turn into or convert to
T3, right,
the active thyroid hormone. If it does not do that, and iodine can be part of that reason why it doesn't convert, there's other reasons why you would not have that conversion, then you're going to have a suboptimal functioning thyroid. And then you're going to end up having those thyroid symptoms that could lead to other things.
Well, I remember when you took my levels, I mean, my iodine level was just nothing. My vitamin D, and you'd think in South Georgia we'd all get plenty of vitamin
D. 5 minutes a day is all we need.
You know, but I didn't have enough.
That's right.
Vitamin C. I mean, all those things are very important, especially as we get older, ladies, and I'm talking to you ladies out there. And we think we're going to live forever, we're going to have energy, that everything's going to be great and wonderful. But, you know, the bottom line is we're aging. You know, we are aging, and our body is being depleted, especially, I feel like, during that premenopausal and certainly postmenopausal stage of a woman's life.
Yes, you're exactly right.
Did I say that wrong, Tracy?
Yeah,
you're looking at me funny. Okay, did I say? No, but, I mean, I am right, right? And
right.
So we need to pay attention to not just the hormone, but our supplementation that we're taking.
all the way throughout the lifespan. That's exactly right. Because you can have several different, several different deficiencies in different areas. And so when you add all of those up, that's going to further compound the fatigue, the tiredness, the brain fog, the hair loss, the hair thinning, the changes in the skin, no sex drive. I mean, it just goes on and on. And when you get that far down, sometimes it's just really hard to come back unless you put back what your body needs just to function like a machine, like it needs to.
Well, this is Tracy Livingston. We are talking with her about hormone therapy for men and women, low T in men and women. She is the owner and proprietor of Valdosta Health and Wellness on Bemis Road. And, of course, Tracy's been my provider now for 7 or 8 months, and she has just done wonders for me. So we're talking with her about hormone replacement, particularly bioidentical hormone mm-hmm. replacement. I know that, and I'm going to make fun of my husband here for a second, but, you know, Jim doesn't really believe in it because I blame everything on hormones, Tracy. I blame everything on hormones, and he's like, you know, oh, my God. He just shakes his head sometimes. And I know he doesn't believe that it's a real thing, mm-hmm. But it is. And I think there's a lot of men out there that don't really understand what happens to their wives during this time. Now, Jim's been patient and he's been kind, and I'm making fun of him. But and if you're out there, honey, I do love you if you're listening. But, you know, he's had a hard time adjusting to all this mm-hmm. because I have been consumed with it mm-hmm. for several years now. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they just have to be patient and mm-hmm. and understand that it is a process mm-hmm. that starts and it will never end. My body will constantly be changing from now until the time I die. And mm-hmm. those levels will constantly have to be monitored. And mm-hmm. we'll have to monitor them. I mean, that sounds horrible, but it's a truth. Am I speaking the truth, Tracy?
That's exactly right. Because those receptor sites, remember, as we get older, the sensitivity declines as well as the hormones themselves. So the two together, if both are lowered, then you can only imagine how those body functions that would normally be driven by those levels that were adequate and optimal, they would function great. But if they're suboptimal or even non-existent, you're going to have the symptoms. Those symptoms plus other like heart disease comes with the hormones or probably depression, muscle aches, cramping, joint pain, stiffness in the muscles, stiffness in the joints. I mean, it just one thing leads to another. You know, one of the great things I learned at the last conference was fibromyalgia, you know, symptoms that patients have. You know, we don't really know where that fibromyalgia fits into daily, I guess, classifications on according to how we classify that. But that is a true problem for a lot of men and women, especially women. And what I know now from the instruction from Dr. Neil Rousier is this, that actually, when they treat those patients with higher levels of T3 free, it actually helps resolve those symptoms. So fibromyalgia patients, just remember, ask your doctor about T3 free. Check it. If you need it, higher levels will decrease symptoms or sometimes resolve them. So now, with that being said, that most likely was a misdiagnosis of a secondary hypothyroid state called euthyroid 6 syndrome, which is low T3. And we don't even hardly, I know in school, when I went through MP school, I was never taught or trained to do a free T3 on a thyroid panel. Mostly people just do the little thyroid panel and that's it. Oh, well, you're within range. Yeah, you don't have a thyroid disorder.
That's what I was told.
But they still have symptoms. They're still symptomatic. And there's three types of thyroid disorders, primary, secondary, and tertiary. You can still have normal levels of the thyroid and still have symptoms but show normal levels. But that's actually called tertiary hypothyroidism because you have desensitization at the cellular receptor sites.
And that's exactly what happened to me.
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
I don't really know a lot about fibromyalgia, but I know that when I was going through that mm-hmm. and before I was diagnosed with thyroid, I had body aches. It felt like, and I would wake up and I would mm-hmm. feel like
exactly.
my
yeah.
muscles, like I had worked out. Mm-hmm. And one of the medical doctors told me, well, you might have fibromyalgia, the beginnings of fibromyalgia. Mm-hmm. I think, what in the world is that? But once I got my thyroid, I don't have mm-hmm. that anymore. You know, so I know there must be something to that. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be a voice, Tracy. You know, Fit Talk Radio probably started from this very issue. And when mm-hmm. I first saw you, that's when Fit Talk Radio, mm-hmm. it was my first month when I first started with you. And I'm so passionate. I don't have a medical degree. You know, all I'm doing is giving information out to these listeners, particularly women, And I'm, because I was so passionate and I was so distraught. I come out of a physical fitness profession my whole life. Mm-hmm. I've stayed healthy. I've worked out. You know, I guess I really thought I was going to feel like this forever, feel great forever. And then when I didn't, and nobody could explain to me why, and there was no pill to fix it, mm-hmm. there was no, I was desperate. Mm-hmm. I was very desperate, and I was finding myself in a hole mm-hmm. that I couldn't crawl out of, not able to think, gaining weight, loss of energy, loss of libido, and then I found you. And I've often called you, you know, my hero, my angel, you know, my godsend. And I do believe that you know, God put this in your heart to help in this problem and this mm-hmm. issue with men and women. So, and I know you help a lot of people.
I do my best. Most people come in and say, oh, Maria, she sent me over. And I just tell them, and then I just think, oh, I'm just winging it. And then we just make a joke. But thank you. And your story, though, is so, like so many other women that come through that clinic and men, you know, maybe not so much the female hormone part. But, yes, you're exactly right. If you can't get to a point where you feel good about yourself and comfortable about yourself and you're able to go and do like you were when you were younger, yeah, people get depressed. Depression leads to other
so many other things. Yes. Oh, my gosh. It's just on and on. Well, this is Fit Talk Radio. We've got Tracy Livingston with us from Valdosta Health and Wellness, and we have been talking about hormones in men and women and low T, the things that it can do to you. And we're going to take a commercial break, and then we'll be right back to talk more about low T and hormones with Tracy Livingston.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Factor X Fitness, the place to be in 2016 to start your fitness journey.
Hi, I'm Brenna. I've been working out at Factor X Fitness for about a year and a half now. I've lost 35, 40 pounds, and it is the best gym by far I've ever been to. Everyone's super friendly. They care about you, and if you have any questions, they're always eager to answer.
Hey, my name is Dee. I've been working out at Factor Fitness for 3 years. It's a great place to work out.
Hey, I'm Robert. Been here at Factor Fitness since they opened up. Enjoyed it. Great people. Great location, great environment. Everybody should come out here and try it out.
Hey, this is Debbie. I've been training at Factor Fitness with Maria for over 2 years. I come in stressed and feeling unmotivated, but I leave sweating and feeling great.
Hello, I'm Maria, a trainer at Factor X Fitness. So come by and see us today and let us get you started on your 2016 fitness journey. 1711 Norman Drive. Call us at 469-4292 and get your fitness journey started today.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on Newstalk 105.9 WBGA.
Good evening and welcome back to Fit Talk Radio. This is Maria, your host, and we've been visiting here with Tracy Livingston from Valdosta Health and Wellness, and she'll be back momentarily, but I want to talk to you about one of our newest sponsors is Natural Health. Robin Williams is the owner of the Vitamin Shop and Specialty Foods over on Gornto, and I have just had the most wonderful pleasure of getting to know Robin, and she is such a real and genuine person, and Natural Health has all your vitamins and minerals that you need and herbs, and one of the newest things they got in there that I've been very impressed with is a product called Truth Food. It's a superfood, and in it is there's over 30 servings. There's an introductory price, but it's a great blend of superfoods that contains everything that you require to satisfy your nutritional cravings, and it comes from all from whole food sources. This is a new product that they have over there at Natural Health, and you know, it's like a protein that you can mix up and drink. It's very smooth. It's not grainy. It doesn't taste like you're drinking or eating something green. So you might want to stop by Natural Health over there and speak to Robin. They've also got a new location that's going to be opening up hopefully in February over on the other side of town off of Perimeter in the Walmart Shopping Center. So she will have two locations available for your convenience. Tracy, I don't know if you know Robin Williams or are familiar with Natural Health, but she sells a high-quality product over there.
Awesome.
High quality of iodine and anything that we would mm-hmm. need. Matter of fact, that's mm-hmm. where I'm buying all of my supplements that I need right now. And she's going to be over on your side of town and soon. And then she's over here on Gorto. So just a wealth of knowledge. The woman is just very, very brilliant about natural and homeopathic
I like that.
Medicine. I knew that you would. So, well, we're talking about hormones. And tell me about the study on testosterone. I know that there's some specific things, and you've gone to and gotten certified to do all this. But I know you have a specific thing about testosterone. So tell us a little bit about that.
You know, again, most people only associate testosterone with libido. But after I've seen study after study after study that shows you can actually reverse or flip lipid panels, cholesterol panels, when people have those done. It looks at their cholesterol, for those that don't know what that is. But when you have higher levels of, like, your total cholesterol, your triglycerides, as well as your LDL, the low-density lipoprotein, which is the bad cholesterol, and you have a very low good cholesterol, which is HDL, this is not good. Testosterone actually, at the right level, can help flip those numbers, and it has to be the natural the natural bioidentical hormones to do that, though, because I'll tell you this quickly. I had a gentleman that was on testosterone injections, and he came back after a couple months, and we were following him, you know, really close to see how that cholesterol panel was going to look when we were done. Well, not only did we lower everything, but the good cholesterol was lower too. But my point to you is this: I don't have to give testosterone injections to get your cholesterol panel where it needs to be. I can give you natural bioidentical testosterone at the right levels that will not only flip the cholesterol panel, and you can come off some of your cholesterol meds, which I know most people take statins, and that's the most recommended drug out there. Not that I'm talking bad about it, but I have a lot of studies that shows that people have a lot of side effects from that: muscle aches, joint pain, and they'll have, like, muscle weakness, as well as, we know just from a meta-analysis of about 5 different studies that use that, I have seen the evidence that shows that statins can increase your risk for, especially in women, breast cancer by 33%. Now, that being said, why aren't we all on top of that? Why aren't we using natural testosterone to turn that cholesterol level, to turn those levels around and get them lowered? Because that natural testosterone, again, it will actually turn into a little bit of estradiol, and people don't know this, but it actually decreases the diameter, the intimal wall thickness in the carotids and the coronary arteries. It'll actually reverse that fatty plaque buildup. So I'm not quite sure why we're not doing this everywhere, but there's study after study that proves this.
Well, you know, I'm gonna use my mother as an example. Mother had a complete hysterectomy by the time she was in her late 20s. She'd already had 3 children. Mm-hmm. And this, we're talking about late 20s now, mm-hmm. in her late 20s. Before she even turned 30 years old, she never was treated with any kind of hormone treatment whatsoever. My mother now has Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. You know, she has body aches. Mm-hmm. She just has had so. Now I know, looking back, if she'd had some kind of bioidentical hormone treatment, mm-hmm. she would be so much better off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for lack of knowledge, and I've used this over and over, you know, the Bible says we will perish for lack of knowledge. And, you know, I'm a health person. I, you know, I want to be healthy. I want to eat healthy. I've even gotten off Coca-Cola's, Tracy. I haven't had a Coke in 2.5 months, you know. And so I'm really, you know, trying to get off sugar, you know, I don't want to have type 2 diabetes, you mm-hmm. know, and, you know, you're put me on metformin, you know, and I'm insulin resistant. You know, I could be on the verge. I mean, that would be the next step. If that continues.
Pre-diabetes.
Right, it's pre-diabetes. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, you know, I'm trying to do everything I can. So, of course, and that's why I'm so impressed with what Robin's doing and what you're doing, because there are natural ways mm-hmm. to feel better. We don't have to put in our bodies all these other things that shouldn't be there.
That's right.
We can find natural alternatives and ways to, you know, to make ourselves feel better mm-hmm. without taking something that is not supposed to be there to begin with.
That's exactly right.
As a patient, let's just say that I know that I've given your number out to hundreds of people, your card. If you'll look over here on the wall, I have your poster that says Valdosta Health and Wellness Fit Talk Radio. It's got just your – I'm going to get that to you. It's supposed to be going in your office. Okay. But anyway, you know, so I believe in what you're doing. But as a new patient, tell us what they should do in order to get an appointment with you, or what they would have to do. And you accept all types of insurance.
Well, most all. I'm still getting contracts every day with ones I do not have. But sure, just call the office, let them know who you are, come by, pick up a packet, schedule an appointment, pick up the packet, fill it out, bring it back on the day of your office visit, and we can go from there. We'll look at what you, where you've been, what you've taken in the past to, you know, for hormone therapy, because, you know, not everybody knows how to do or prescribe hormones. Anybody can prescribe hormones, but to be effective and therapeutic, you got to be able to put those levels back at a right therapeutic level to actually prevent any kind of imbalance down the road. And of course, if they're imbalanced now, you're no better off than taking hormone therapy if the person prescribing them does not know how to prescribe them, when to prescribe them, and how long you should be taking them.
And how to get it balanced.
Now, exactly.
That's, I'm going to pick your brain here for a minute because I can't say it like you can, but one of the things that I learned from you was this. You said, Maria, you know, if it's a normal level, if it's, if it, let's just, and I'm just using numbers.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let's just say that my estrogen level, it was, is 20, mm-hmm. and the normal level is between 20 and 60. Mm-hmm. I'm on the low end of normal. That might not be the best for me.
That's exactly right.
So explain to the listeners out there, when people say, when doctors say, you know, well, you're in the normal range, that doesn't necessarily mean that that's the right level for you.
That's exactly right. For example, when a patient comes in and I look at her estrogen and I look at her progesterone, well, if she's still cycling, there's a certain level or range it should fall in, but, which is not actually, there's four different ranges on an estrogen level. You have like the luteal stage, the mid-luteal, and then, of course, follicular stage. Well, what does all that mean?
Right. What does that mean, Tracy?
Exactly.
I'm looking at you with a big question mark.
So, but unless you know what that means, you're not going to be able to sit down and explain to that patient that based on your cycle this month, in relation to when this lab was drawn, I can tell you that maybe your estrogen is higher than where your progesterone should be. And if that's the case, that right there is estrogen dominance. When you are estrogen dominant, you're at higher risk for heart attack, stroke, blood clots, autoimmune disorders like thyroiditis, lupus, musculoskeletal disorders, as well as, I mean, the list just goes on. But when you go to a menopausal woman's levels, yeah, when you came in or before you started to be treated, Maria, you probably had levels of progesterone less than 0.5. Well, yeah, we know that's normal for menopause if you're not cycling any longer or whether it's surgical menopause. But the point of the matter is there's evidence-based medicine and studies after studies that prove that there are certain levels and ranges for you, menopause, you're not cycling, that your estrogen should be in. Now, most people, when they come into the clinic, if they're menopausal, I've seen less than 15 on estrogen levels. I've seen less than 0.5 on progesterone. Yeah, both of those levels are low. So what that tells me is this. Studies show to be therapeutic to replace natural hormones, Maria, your estrogen level should be between 50 and 100, and your progesterone should probably be 20 or equal to 20 or a little higher. I never see that. Most often women, even menopausal, will come in and they'll have higher estrogen and they'll have a like zero progesterone
number, right.
Even though both may be low, one is still higher than the other, and most often it's the estrogen that predominates. And when that happens, then you have those heart attack. You're at risk for heart attack, stroke, breast cancer, endometrial cancer, blood clots, and it just goes on.
Well, I gained weight, and you immediately said, Maria, I believe you're estrogen dominant. And sure enough, when
you did
my levels, I was way estrogen dominant. But just because a number says I should be between 20 and 60, and if I'm 20, mm-hmm. that means I'm normal, that might not be enough for me to feel good. Mm-hmm. So you would rather me be, and right now, when I went to you last week, you said, Maria, you're on the higher end of normal now, almost all your levels.
That's right.
And so that was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was
very good.
That was very good. So just because you're in the normal, that's like, you know, a height and weight chart. You mm-hmm. know, if you're 5'3", you should weigh 115 pounds. You know, that doesn't fly with everybody. Mm-hmm. That's just a general rule. And those ranges are just general ranges, are
right.
they not? Because there's no specific way, and you're tailoring a program mm-hmm. for everybody, mm-hmm. are you not?
Exactly.
It's not a one-size-fits-all.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. One of the things I do see, a lot of women that come into the clinic, maybe they're on just simply Premarin, or maybe they're on just esterase or estradiol by itself. Well, I'm glad they're on estradiol, not so much the Premarin, but when I look at their progesterone levels, and they're only taking the esterase, or the estradiol rather, what do you think that's doing to that progesterone? It's making them dominant in estrogen because no one replaced
the progesterone.
Yes. That's, and you, whether you have a uterus or not, this has been the big question forever. Should you or should you not replace progesterone? Yes, you were born with that hormone. You were born with the uterus. Just because it's taken out, that does not mean
that you don't need
progesterone. Exactly.
And I certainly need it because it has really helped me to sleep.
Because it's a mood stabilizer. And women that don't have enough progesterone, they gain weight around the thighs, the belly, and in the butt.
Half the women I know are like that.
Yes, and then we wonder
they
why.
They need progesterone. They must need that progesterone. That's hilarious. Well, you know, one of the things that I really liked, you know, about going to you, and you know, I just really believe in what you're doing. And obviously you did because you left to do this on your own.
Yes.
And, and you know, you went and got a specialist degree in this, and that's what you specialized in. But I like that you tailored a program for me. And you spent the first time, and I've said this to anybody that will listen to me, the first day I went in there, you spent an hour and a half with me. I have never had a doctor, nurse practitioner, anybody spend an hour and a half with me. You listened to every word I said, and you wrote everything down. And then you said, Maria, I can't tell you anything until you go get this blood work done.
I won't ever forget it. Not only did I spend that long with you, but you brought in this big box.
I did bring in a big box.
And she pulled out paper after paper. And, you know, and that's fine. And that's okay because it helped me understand
what I had been through.
Exactly.
I had literally had a box of paperwork from doctors and tests that I had done and everything that I had that had happened. And I was frustrated, Tracy. Mm-hmm. And I know that there are so many women out there that are frustrated. I hear it every day. I see it out here in the community, especially women between the age of even 35 and older, and certainly women between the ages of 45 and up. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't feel good. They don't look good. You know, they're a lot of them must be estrogen dominant. They're carrying all this belly fat. Of course, I know a lot of it is diet, and you know, we have to learn. But you know, we're caretakers. Women are, and we take care of everybody else, and
That's right.
Ourselves last. Mm-hmm. I have learned that if I'm going to be a productive mother, grandmother, trainer, wife, radio show host, I've got to feel good, Tracy. I've got to feel good. And therefore, if I feel good, then I can do all that I need to do. And to be, and women, we wear so many hats. And I think sometimes we just run ourselves out.
That's exactly right.
And then when all this happens in menopause and we lose our hormones, you know, but your office and your staff and the way that you treat your patients is bar none. I mean, it's just the best that I've ever seen. And So they can expect anybody who comes to see you can expect you to sit down and listen to what they have to say. You don't have to bring your box of medical records like I did.
But you can if you need to.
If you need to, you can.
Leave them and I'll get through them later.
You know, yeah. I mean, it was just that serious to me because
right.
I was so just depleted of everything emotionally, physically, psychologically, you know, mentally. I mean, I was just – you were my last stop. I did not know what I was going to do. I'd already been to the endocrinologist in Gainesville, you know, down there to Shands, as you well know. I had been down there and, you know, she's a thyroid specialist. Mm-hmm. But now, you know, when we talk about hormones, we have to consider the thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us when we say hormones, most people just think estrogen and testosterone, but that's not true. Right. Tell us what hormones we're all talking about here.
Well, if we're talking about the adrenal glands, we know the adrenals actually help regulate the sex hormones, testosterone, progesterone, estrogen, and DHEA. But this is the thing. If you've been fatigued, tired because of stress, work, or maybe there's been an illness and there's something you're just having to go the extra mile and take care of, it wears on your body. The adrenals become a little fatigued. Well, then it shoves all the work over onto the thyroid. Well, then the thyroid has to do everything because it has to maintain normal body function. And also at this point, because it's the master and it's trying to keep metabolism and everything straight, then you know, it becomes a little sluggish. Then on top of that, you have problems with the parathyroid. It's behind the thyroid. Well, then that sets off another cascade of events. Or maybe at this point, once you become sluggish, tired, you're eating more, you're gaining weight, you become more insulin resistant because you're making excess insulin from the pancreas to take care of all the excess food that you may be eating. Or maybe your erratic eating causes you to gain the weight. And then everything just kind of plays off of each other. When one gland or one organ is out of balance, because everything most likely, or it does, the body works by way of what we call a negative feedback system. So in other words, when one area of your body is out of tune or needs to be balanced, another part of that body sends a signal to balance it. Well, if one area is already out of balance and this other gland over here or this part of the body is trying to make sense of what's going on, well, then it becomes off kilter. Well, and then everything else, it just spirals out of control.
Okay. I'm going to use a term and that the medical community does not believe in.
Okay.
Adrenal fatigue.
Every day. I see people every day. Once I get your hormones straight, you can't just not address the thyroid, the hormones. You have to think about the big picture here. Once you get hormone levels where they need to be, you get the insulin resistance or whatever the condition may be, and that patient still, there's just something not quite right about that patient. Maybe that patient's still waking up so fatigued, tired, they just can't go. Well, then you got to look at that adrenal, those adrenal glands.
Okay, what can be done about that specifically?
Well, you can see your endocrinologist. They can do certain tests that can see if you have a actual adrenal issue. Maybe you're making more of the catecholamines, which we know if they're out of whack, then we pretty much know then it's probably either that or something else. So first I say see an endocrinologist first. However, if you do come to the clinic, which I practice at every day, there are certain tests that I would like to perform on you to make sure that it's not, I mean, without sending you through a battery of tests. But of course, as always, if there are labs that are not quite just right, or maybe one's high or super low, then if I feel you need to be referred, then I do. But if not, the patient and I, we talk about which way we're going to go, what we're going to do, and if that's okay, we come up with a plan that's going to address
just that. So that's a real
thing.
I read a book. Yes. Chancey's had a book on adrenal fatigue. I got it. Matter of fact, it's right here in my bag. That was me too. Mm-hmm. You know, that was me too. That was everything that was happening.
But what was the bottom line that we ended up putting back in your body that made those cramping, the aching, aside from your hormones, improve? What made it better?
I don't know specifically. I just know mm-hmm. that it was a combination of everything with all the supplements that mm-hmm. I took, and then that thyroid, mm-hmm. You know, my thyroid medication.
Exactly.
You know, that was, you know, the Armour, and I was on the T3 and the T4,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and now you've changed me to Nature Throid, mm-hmm. not on Armour anymore, and added the Cytomel.
Mm-hmm.
So it was actually my thyroid.
Exactly, because we put back what your body had been missing all this time. T3. You were not
right.
converting. Exactly.
So my thyroid was just not converting.
Right.
Well, we're talking to Tracy Livingston from Valdosta Health and Wellness. We have been talking about hormones in men and women, the thyroid and how it works, adrenal fatigue. So, and we're waiting. We'll have Janelle Mullis here with us in just a minute with My Trainer's Meals, and she'll be giving us a nutrition tip for the week. And we'll be talking to her, and I hope she brought me some food when she comes in here. Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed what she's been cooking for me last week. I had the greatest spinach salad that had black beans and corn and a salsa in it. It was absolute divine. The turkey muffins have been wonderful. I've really enjoyed it. And Janelle is going to help me reduce that visceral body fat too, Tracy.
Awesome. Awesome.
So we'll be right back after this commercial break. This is Maria with Fit Talk Radio 105.9.
Fitness is delicious at Smoothie King. Whether you want to slim down or bulk up, last longer or recover faster, get more balance in your day or more vegetables in your diet, each and every Smoothie King is blended with a purpose. They also sell a complete line of nutritional supplements and healthy snack foods. Give Smoothie King a try today at 3219 North Oak Street Extension or call 229-469-4090. It's Smoothie King.
Factor X Fitness, the place to be in 2016 to start your fitness journey.
Hi, I'm Brenna. I've been working out at Factor X Fitness for about a year and a half now. I've lost 35, 40 pounds, and it is the best gym by far I've ever been to. Everyone's super friendly. They care about you, and if you have any questions, they're always eager to answer.
Hey, my name is Dee. I've been working out at Factor Fitness for 3 years. It's a great place to work out.
Hey, I'm Robert. Been here at Factor Fitness since they opened up. Enjoyed it. Great people. Great location, great environment. Everybody should come out here and try it out.
Hey, this is Debbie. I've been training at Factor Fitness with Maria for over 2 years. I come in stressed and feeling unmotivated, but I leave sweating and feeling great.
Hello, I'm Maria, a trainer at Factor X Fitness. So come by and see us today and let us get you started on your 2016 fitness journey. 1711 Norman Drive. Call us at 469-4292 and get your fitness journey started today.
Are you ready?
And we're back with more Fit Talk Radio on Newstalk 105.9 WBGA.
Hello, this is Fit Talk Radio, and I'm Maria, your host, and we have just had a wonderful show for you tonight. We have had Tracy Livingston from Vedasta Health and Wellness, and very excited about a new product that Robin Williams is carrying over at Natural Health, one of our greatest new sponsors here at Fit Talk Radio, True Food, an original premium superfood formula. It has 30 servings in it, and she's got several flavors there, and it's a delicious blend of potent superfoods for people who can't always get all their green things in that they need to eat during the day through food. But this is a great new product that she's got. There's a 20% introductory offer and a free shaker cup with your purchase. So you want to go buy. It tastes very good. It does not taste grainy. It does not taste yucky like you're eating something green or distasteful. And she's got several flavors.
Is that like a full meal? Is that like a meal replacement?
I think it can be. It is a nutritious blend, mm-hmm. Premium nutrition in one easy scoop. So I'm sure you can use it as a meal replacement. So I will. Awesome. You need to stop by there and visit Robin Williams at Natural Health. She's on Guanto right now, but she's opening a new store over on
Perimeter.
Yes, that's right. Near Tracy, and the old and the Walmart shopping center over there. So, Natural Health. It is a vitamin shop and specialty food store. We have Janelle with us now. Hello, Janelle.
Hey, Miss Maria. How you doing?
I am great, girl. I have enjoyed your food, and so has my husband. He stole one of my turkey muffin meals, and I went to get it to eat, and he had to bring it with me last week, and he had snatched it up and eaten it, taking it to work. So he is enjoying them too, but I was so impressed. I got my salad out. This is the first time that I had a salad from Janelle, and I opened the salad and it had corn and black beans and salsa and homemade avocado, mm-hmm. guacamole, I guess, sort of. Mm-hmm. And right. it was delicious. And I started digging. I saw the lettuce, the fresh spinach there on the top. And I started digging. And you know what? There was no lettuce. It was all fresh spinach. It was delicious.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. As a matter of fact, that really made two meals for me, that salad did.
Did it?
It
wow.
was. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
So I really, really enjoyed that. So what have you brought for me today for the rest of the week?
Today you've got more harvest salads, and you know, being that you are trying to go, you know, the gluten-free route, you've
sure.
got the buffalo chicken with the ranch, broccoli, and the carrots, and then I went ahead and made you some of your own kind of personal dishes, which
How honored. I'm so thrilled. Yeah.
Because, I mean, you can't have the grain, so you know, we need to do that, but you've got, you know, the sweet potato with the broccoli and your turkey taco mixture. Instead of it
wow.
being a taco bowl on quinoa, which is not gluten-free, then you've got the sweet potato as a substitute.
Wow, that sounds – and her sweet potato is delicious to die for, and the broccoli what it was too. I had some of that last week. So, Tracy, you're going to love – her meals. I said, I've got to go get my meals on wheels the other day, Janelle. And everybody said, your meals, you know, because that's for older people, I guess.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I said, well, Janelle, my trainer's meals, that's what I call my meals on wheels is Janelle's house.
I used to do meals on wheels, actually, with my church in Jacksonville.
Yeah. So, yeah, but that's what my clients at Kinderloo said, meals on wheels? What are you talking about? You know, I'm putting together a health forum for the Kinderloo audience out mm-hmm. there. And I hope to have Tracy Livingston there with Vedasta Health and Wellness. Mm-hmm. I hope to have mm-hmm. Janelle there with my trainer's meals. I'm very interested in a new lady that I just met from Monticello, Florida. She's written Learn to Live It. I'll get it out in just a minute. Karen Knox, a great book. She's a big fan of Juice Plus. Mm-hmm. But I hope to see all of us out there at Kinderloo at this big health forum that we're going to put together, hopefully by the end of February. So, well, Janelle, what nutrition tip of the week do you have for us from my trainer's meals?
Our tip this week is to eat, you know, small, frequent meals. That's basically, you know, our whole mantra. That's what, you know, our whole, you know, business model and, you know, mantra is all about. It's just eating those small, frequent meals to regulate the blood sugar, a lot like a bodybuilder would do, or, you know, they'd recommend a diabetic to do, because it really does speed up your metabolism. And I try to give, like, my personal training clients a visual of, you know, starting your metabolism off. And the way that you want to start your metabolism is just like you would start a fire. You're going to put a lot of fire, a lot of wood on that fire to get it going. Mm-hmm. But then to sustain it, you know, throughout the day or the hours, you're going to throw a couple of pieces of wood on the fire to keep it going. And your metabolism is the same way.
Mm-hmm. I like that, Janelle.
Me too.
You want to eat within 30 minutes of waking up, and then you want to eat every 2.5 to 3 hours after that. Small, frequent meals.
Janelle, that I couldn't have said it better. I'm going to probably have to steal that from you.
That's okay.
That is a great, great way to say it. I've used the car scenario over and over again, that you don't put Coca-Cola in your car. It's not going to go very far. You know, you put gasoline in it. You put the thing that fuels it. But that is a great way to put it, girl. I really like that. This is Janelle Mullis with My Trainer's Meals. And like I said, I'm enjoying her meals. Tracy, I'm telling you, you and your office are going to really enjoy her and what she cooks.
I can't wait because I never get to go to lunch. My girls always bring me something back, or I have to bring something from home. So I'm looking forward to what you have to bring.
But I want you to eat it, Tracy.
I will. I'm going to. I promise.
Because I go to Tracy's office, and there's her lunch sitting right there still in the bag.
Well, because I'm so busy. But if it smells like what she brought over there.
What did you bring in, Janelle?
It smells great.
I'm so sorry. I'm so blonde. I thought this thing was from 7 to 8, and I just did it 2 weeks ago, and that's awful of me. So, you know, first
thing I thought
Maria's
meals, you.
And I'm like, where's the fridge? And I brought my little, you know, food just to heat up, and I'm like, I got 15 minutes, I can get this meal in.
Well, it smells
and
good.
I'm just smelling it right along with y'all.
What is it? It does smell delicious.
It's the turkey taco mixture over broccoli.
Oh, wow. Yeah. What does it smells absolutely delicious.
Yeah. And, you know, I try to recommend that, like my personal training clients and people that, you know, are really trying to reach a goal. And I'm like everybody else, I'm trying to get ready for spring break, summertime. So I'm taking in my carbs around my workout times and earlier, you know, throughout the day, and less carbs, when I'm not working out and later in the day. Yeah. So there's still some carb in this tray, you know, from the broccoli. It's got your fibrous, you know, carb, your veggie in there, but it's not going to stick to me all night.
Right.
I'm going to wake up hungry in the morning.
You good. I like that. I like when I wake up hungry in the morning because I know that my metabolism is working.
That's right.
When I'm thinking about the next meal or what I'm going to eat next, I know that something is working. And
that's
when I don't do that, I know something is not working. And it hasn't been working that good this week, but been a little stressed. But we have had a great show. Tracy, would you like to finish up and just surmise, tell them where they can find you again and your phone number, Valdosta Health and Wellness?
Yeah, I'm at 3328 Bemis Highway. My number is 229-469-6137. Come see me.
Come see Tracy. Men or women with your hormone issues, low testosterone, thyroid, adrenal fatigue. She's a great provider. Her staff is just bar none the best. Her wonderful daughters, Andrea and Candace, are just wonderful, and all her whole office staff. So I certainly recommend her. Janelle, what would you like to leave us with My Trainer's Meals? I can't wait to see what you brought me to take it home and eat it.
Well,
I was thinking about sharing one with Tracy so she could have it for tomorrow, but I don't know.
Did you say they were in the refrigerator? I'm going to
get
She's
like
still on
one
the radio.
Or maybe I can't remember exactly, but you go past my house. I mean, I have a couple
I know. I might share with Tracy just so she can have a taste.
So she can try it.
Yes. Just so she can try it. So, because who knows when I'll get her down here. Tracy, I thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Valdosta Health and Wellness has been one of my charter sponsors. Without you, this show would not be possible, obviously. And, I mean, you're doing tremendous and great things for everyone. Make sure that you stop by and pick up your latest Health Life magazine. Lots of great issues in that. It is your top 16, 20 best things to get your fitness program started, written by yours truly. And then in the March issue, the bioidentical hormone article will be in there, written by Tracy Livingston and myself and Dr.
Neil Ruzier.
I always say his name wrong. So you will want to make sure that you get that issue. If you have any questions, please stop by and call Tracy Livingston and visit her out on Bemis Road. Number is 469-6137.
That's it.
That's correct. Janelle, I'll let you have the final last words here on Fit Talk Radio tonight.
It's still a new year, new you.
New year, new you. I like that. I like that.
And my new saying here lately is train your mind and your body will follow.
I like that. Train your mind and your body will follow. New year, new you.
That's right.
That is the famous last words on tonight's show from Janelle Mullis with My Trainer's Meals. You can look her up on Facebook. Is that right?
That's right. You can just type in My Trainer's Meals in the search in Facebook, or you could check out our website at www.mytrainersmeals.com.
Well, Janelle, I'm so proud of you and everything that you're doing, and so good luck, and I can't wait to eat what you've brought me here, and I might share with you, Tracy.
I'm putting on speed dial now.
She's putting Janelle on speed dial. This is Maria, your host for Fit Talk Radio. Thank you for a great show, and listeners out there, thank you so much. I want you to always stay in faith, love your family, and always remember to stay fit. This is Maria Wells, your host for Fit Talk Radio, 105.9 WVGA.